We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, and it's a fun story.
And,
yeah.
And they're fun. They're a fun team. But like the best thing you could have had was Dodgers-Yankees when this thing started. Dodgers-Astros would still be good. Rays-Braves, that is the worst combination you could get out of the four teams that are still available from a television ratings perspective. So I'm sure baseball isn't happy, but it is what it is.
Story number four.
Bryson DeChambeau has announced that he will not play another competitive round of golf before he plays in the Masters next month. So he played in that Shriners Hospitals for Children Open last week in Vegas, and that'll end up being the only tournament he plays between winning the U.S. Open on September 20th and competing in the Masters on November 12th. He said he's just going to work out every day, but he's not going to play competitive golf. And he knows it's unusual, but he feels like it's the best approach. He said that he's going to do swing sessions every day where he tries to get his swing up to 200 miles per hour.
Golly.
He's using a 48-inch driver, which is what they usually use in long drive competitions. That's what he's using. And he said he's got more equipment coming that he thinks will help him hit the ball even further. So this dude is like on record saying, I'm going to go to Augusta National for the Masters, and I'm going to play that course in a way that it's never been played before. He going to blast it in a way that course has never seen. So that'll be, obviously, Tiger, the biggest story going in the Masters. He always is. But Bryson and his approach to that historically unbelievable course is going to be another interesting thing to watch. Nick Saban, if you didn't hear, has tested positive for COVID-19. We'll talk about it more with Jeff right after this.
Memphis in the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
The fall weather has hit. Football season is here. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that James Davis is helping celebrate with 20% off all fall merchandise until the end of October. Sports shirts, sweaters, active tops that are perfect for those cool nights while eating outside. It's all available at James Davis as our new 5-pocket brush cotton pants and tons of new denim. And don't forget about the Stant custom shirt and custom pants system. All it takes is 3 measurements and roughly a minute of your time, and you'll have custom made shirts and pants ordered for you. They'll be ready before you know it. They'll fit you perfectly, just like mine fit me perfectly. And right now, you can get it done with 20% off the regular price. That's a deal that should not be passed up. And if you need a new suit, the greatest deal available is at James Davis. You can get 2 Paul Bettinelli suits for just $7.95. I own like 6 of them. You can get 2 right now for just $7.95. They're incredible deals through October 31st, only at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. At Kroger Health, we believe that your people are our people.
The Tennessee Cash Jackpot is getting bigger. With the jackpot now up to $460,000, you could be tonight's big winner. Tennessee Cash tickets are available at Tennessee Lottery retailers.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. and be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
BuzzFeed reporters Anthony Cormier and Jason Leopold couldn't believe what they were seeing. Secret government documents showing suspicious banking transactions all over the globe.
FIFA, the Olympics, gold, diamonds, oil. Every sector of the economy is besmirched by this dirty money.
Get the full story on suspicious activity inside the FinCEN Files, a new podcast available on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your...
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
Well, I wonder if the awful of holes.
Big news breaking within the past 15 minutes. Nick Saban, Alabama's iconic coach, has tested positive for COVID-19. So has athletic director Greg Byrne. Obviously, you hope both men experience very little symptoms, if none at all, and get back to their jobs as quickly as possible. But either way, as long as this isn't a false positive, you can reasonably assume that Nick Saban is not going to be coaching Alabama this weekend when Alabama plays Georgia on CBS. It's America's most watched network, Network of Stars. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphi, and host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
What a strange world, man, huh? How old is Nick?
68 years old. He is in the at-risk category, according to the CDC.
I mean, it's just, here's the truth. Would Nick Saban and Greg Byrne, would they be sick if we just didn't play football?
I mean, they live in Alabama, so probably. But, I mean, yeah, I think you can reasonably say.
They would have stayed home. They probably wouldn't be sick, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there are some people who have contracted COVID. Like, I don't spend a lot of energy wishing it on them. But when you hear about it, you go, well, you know, you never took this seriously, so you get what you get. Nick Saban, to his credit, even being a football coach in the state of Alabama, has taken this seriously from the jump. He's put the mask on, encouraged people all the way back in March, April to wear masks. So this isn't an example of, you know, somebody getting it because they were reckless, unless you just think doing the job he does is reckless in the middle of a pandemic. He is somebody who has been taking it seriously, and yet still he could not avoid it.
Well, to me, the larger point is, yes, and I give him all full marks for taking it seriously, for symbolically and whatever, doing the right thing with the mask and whatever else. But the truth of the matter is, he's around 100 kids a day, right? And what it really does suggest, I mean, I don't know, you actually do hear about healthy 68-year-olds who die. Like, you don't have to be obese to die if you're 68 from this, right? You just don't.
I have a friend. Whose father was 68 years old with no underlying medical conditions. He was just like same age as Nick Saban, 68 years old. Got COVID-19, died 2 weekends ago.
So, but I mean, I guess he seems so vibrant, and the odds are, just like Trump. Trump is obese, and he whatever, and the odds are, particularly with the medical care we have now, the way people have, he will be fine, right? The odds are he will be fine. He may have some lingering symptoms. He may have some lingering effects, you know, but the odds are, that he will be fine. But it really does, to me, drive home the point about Krzyzewski and all those guys.
Right.
Like, how the hell can you coach? Like, how, if you really are, you know, kind of on the elderly side of, like, I never imagined Saban. He seems so vibrant and vital and healthy and whatever else. But if you're a coach who's not that but is older, how the hell, why don't you just take this year off? I really do mean it. Like, if you're Coach K or Roy Williams, why don't you just take this year off? Because you could be, now there's not as many basketball players as football players, but, you know.
You're also indoors every day.
You're inside every day all the time. Take the damn, I really do. Like, I think it's very possible that a coach will die.
Listen, everybody can do what they want to do, I guess, as it comes to doing their job. But, like, if I were Leonard Hamilton, a 72-year-old black man, because, like, this has impacted the African-American community more so than it has other communities, I would seriously consider not coaching. I just would. You know, like, you're 72 years old. Like, do you really want to go out like this? And it, again, statistically speaking, you will probably be okay even if you get the virus. But you won't definitely be okay. And I just don't know that I'd want to go out like that or risk it.
Well, look at, for example, Lionel Howland. Now, Lionel Howland, assistant for the LA Lakers, just won a championship sitting in his house in Germantown, which is the way to do it. And now, in fairness, he could have gone in the bubble because now that we've seen the bubble, you know, was perfect. There was not a single positive in the bubble once you got in there.
We should send all our nursing home residents to the bubble in Orlando.
So, but I mean, so Lionel didn't do it because he had an underlying condition, and you know, he wasn't having to coach college kids who were going to be in a college community every day. He was going to be in a bubble. And so very clearly, like, there are those who make that choice. And I think you're right. I think if I'm Leonard Hamilton, I think, you know what? Well, first of all, that this way, you just take the year off. Like, take the, you're going to get to come back next year. No one's going to fire you because you took a year off for COVID. Just take the damn year off, enjoy yourself, stay home, and come back when we haven't asked you to be vaccinated.
On opening day of college basketball, Jim Boeheim will be a 76-year-old cancer survivor. Why are you coaching? I wouldn't coach. I mean, I'm not going to tell Jim what to do. I'm not going to write the column saying Jim Boeheim shouldn't coach.
Right.
Jim Boeheim can do whatever he wants to do. He's a smart guy. He has to, at this point, understand the risk. But if Jim Boeheim were my father and asked my advice, I would say I would prefer you not coach basketball this year.
I mean, let's be honest. If your father were working at a grocery store and were 76, right, you'd say, Dad, hey, just retire. Right? Don't do it. Don't put yourself out there. You're 76 cancer survivor. What are you, crazy? You'd sit down and you have a talk with your parents.
Sure.
That's what you do, right?
Oh, I've sat down and had talks with my parents, like in real life. And they're not 76, but they are 65. Both of them.
Right.
It puts them in the at-risk category. I've had conversations with both of my parents. I don't know that they listen perfectly every time, but I have had those conversations. Absolutely.
But we also now wonder about, in terms of Alabama, you wonder, do they have more player positives?
Right now there's no players. Right now it's just the coach and the AD, which is sort of remarkable.
Yeah, and then, of course, you've had the major outbreak at Florida. Has that game been canceled yet?
Postponed, yes.
Yeah, that game was postponed. Yeah, Florida had 19, right? I think had 19. Baylor has a major outbreak. Unbelievable. You know, all those Alabama fans were in there. By the way, were those Let's Get COVID parties ever a real thing in Tuscaloosa, or were they just like, you know, apocryphal? Apocryphal, is that what the word is? Yeah.
I didn't go to
apocryphal.
Harvard. I'm not going to be able to
apocryphal.
Define
yeah,
that
just,
one.
Are they myths? Well, were they, you know, the whole, like, let's get together and all get COVID as they were.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, it was reported as a real thing. I'd never followed up on it, but I do remember reading about it when it was first discussed by local authorities. I mean, it was local. It wasn't like, you know, some columnist jumped on Twitter and said, I heard they're having
it. It wasn't just some message board. It was actually a story. Yeah.
It was like local authorities said that they had contact traced, I believe. I don't want to represent what the story was, but the story was there were parties like, come on, and whoever catches COVID gets the money or something like that. Like, everybody throws $20 in a jar, and whoever gets COVID, test positive for COVID first, gets the money. Like, there was, like, that kind of stuff was happening, yes. In addition to that, like, we saw the scene in Tuscaloosa when students started coming back to campus.
Right.
It was just like, you're going to kill Nick Saban. You people are going to kill Nick Saban. And I don't think Nick Saban's going to die, but he has now tested positive for COVID-19. The official statement from him, I'll read it to you. I found out earlier this afternoon that I had tested positive for COVID-19. I immediately left work and isolated at home. At this time, I do not have any symptoms relative to COVID, and I have taken another PCR test to confirm my diagnosis. I informed our team of my positive test at 2 p.m. today on a Zoom call and let them know offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian will oversee preparations at the complex while I work from home, end quote. So
that guy's going to get more done than anyone who's ever tested positive for COVID has ever gotten done. I, by the way, like Nick Saban. I don't know. I just – I like him. I don't know why. Like, I like him.
I do.
I don't really necessarily root for Alabama, although I do more now that they've lost a couple times, you know, national championship. But I really do think, I think he's an honorable guy, you know? I think he's an honorable guy. I don't think he's necessarily a nice guy to everybody, right? But I think he's an honorable guy. I really believe that do the right thing every day. And I think that the lessons that he teaches, I really think are true and good. I really do think, like, focus on, my son Peter talks about this all the time. He actually, you know, he says, if you just focus on process, the rest of it takes care of itself. Like, if you can live your life in the way that Nick Saban coaches football, I think you're more inclined to be successful. I kind of admire Nick Saban.
Oh, I think,
and not just as a successful coach, but in the way he lives. I think he's, I don't know, I'm impressed by the dude.
Yeah, yeah, well, he's an impressive guy. And, and like, there's that one clip that pops up every once in a while where he is talking about off-field issues. And he explains that, you know, once upon a time at Michigan State, they had a young man who did something stupid. And there was everybody screaming, you got to kick him off the team, got to kick him off the team. He said, I didn't kick him off the team. Because if I kick him off the team, I know what happens. He goes right back where he came from. And I have just eliminated the likelihood that he'll ever be anything other than what he was born into. I'm paraphrasing here, but this is basically the point. He said, so I didn't kick him off the team. I handled the discipline in other ways. I kept him with me. And he said that player graduated from college, played in the NFL, and now is a business owner and has a child that is in like an Ivy League school. And he's like, so who was right? Should I kick him off the team? Or did I save his life and break a cycle and create opportunities for his children? He said, so I know that every time we have an issue, there's somebody out there screaming, you have to dismiss, but I'm just not going to do it because I don't like to imagine how the next 20 years unfolds for that person. Now, is it a little self-serving if it's a really talented football player? Yeah, I think so, but I do think there's some truth in there as well, and he at least has one story he can go to, and I'm certain there's many, many more that really is hard to offer a rebuttal to. Like, it's hard to argue with that story.
Let me give you a story.
Okay.
There once was a football player at the University of Florida. Talented kid.
Yeah, I know where this is going.
He enrolled early at the University of Florida. And in the first semester there, he got in a bar fight and just beat the hell out of someone. Mm-hmm. Just beat the hell out of someone. And his coach, instead of suspending him or discipline, whatever, his coach went to the police and got the whole thing vanquished, right? It made the whole thing disappear. Because he didn't want the kid to get thrown back on the street from New England, you know, whatever else, tough town. He's going to, you know, who knows what would he. And so the way the story ends, it's really kind of a nice story. He ended up murdering someone and then killing himself in jail. His name's Aaron Hernandez.
I admit up front, the story doesn't work nearly as well for Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer can't really tell that story.
I actually have a name for my guy, too. Like, I don't know if Damon has a name. The problem is that thing is so, in the hands, it's just so malleable. That that justification is such bull. I mean, I hate to say it.
But how about this? How about this? I guess this is the reason I told the story. I think he believes that.
I do. I do. Yes, I do think he believes that. I also think that there's some point he knows how ridiculous he is, too. Like, I almost get the sense that he almost kind of has reached the point where he can sort of laugh at himself at his preposterousness. He gets enraged, but there's a little bit of self-awareness underneath there somewhere, you know, that his, I don't know. I like him in a way I don't like Belichick. Like, I don't. Like, Belichick, by the way, also gave that same plucky tight end a chance for the Patriots.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know why. But anyway, and maybe it's because he's sick now. I'm just rooting for this. I don't want to kick him when he's down. But I obviously, of course, do hope that Nick Saban recovers real time.
Right. I don't know Nick Saban at all, but people who know him actually speak fondly of him. Like, he's a different guy behind closed doors than what he shows. I mean, like, the Nick Saban we see is constantly yelling on the sideline, snapping at Maria Taylor, snapping in press conferences, but by most accounts, I should say, like the people who are really in his circle.
Well, I mean, I've said this before. Jimmy loves him. Like Jimmy Sexton loves him.
Right. That's one person I was thinking of.
Yeah. Not just because he's made him a boatload of money, like, you know, and not because he was whatever. Like, Jimmy really says, Jimmy believes he's sort of misunderstood, really good guy, you know, really good guy underneath that. So,
My favorite story, Chris Wallace told this story. When Chris was the general manager of the Boston Celtics, he was down at, it might have been LSU when Nick was at LSU, but it could have been Nick at Alabama. It doesn't matter where he was. Nick Saban was the football coach at a prominent SEC school. And so Chris Wallace is there to, you know, for a basketball game. And he parks in the athletic department parking lot. And coincidentally, he is parking at the same time as Nick Saban. And so Nick Saban gets out of his car, Chris gets out of his car, and they're sort of in the general area where it's not wildly inappropriate for you to address Nick Saban, especially when you're like the general manager of the Boston Celtics. So, like, Chris, I don't know how exactly it happens, but Chris ends up close enough to Nick Saban to say something along the lines of, "Hey, Coach Saban, I'm Chris Wallace, general manager of the Boston Celtics." And Nick Saban looked right at him and said, "Good for you."
Oh my gosh.
I die every time I think about that story. It's so good. Good for you is a great answer.
But the thing is, it's just such a weird answer. Like, who says good for you? Like,
I know. There is a story out there, like somebody spent a lot of time with Nick Saban, and the story was more or less like he's got a personality disorder of some sort.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I think he was trying in that moment. He wasn't trying to be rude.
Right.
He's just got it. He doesn't know what to say. It's like he is on the spectrum or something.
What this story, I remember there was a scene from like a charity golf thing, and the writer, like, I don't know if they explicitly said it, but certainly the takeaway was Nick Saban might be on the spectrum.
Yeah, he just doesn't know how to be, right? He just doesn't know how to be. So, yeah. Oh, God, hilarious.
Good for you.
How do you respond to that?
I don't think you do. I think you go, all right, that was that.
Yeah, like, that was that. Can you imagine a general manager who has less ego than Chris Wallace? Like, he really, like, you know, whatever you thought of his record, what a nice guy, you know?
Dude,
I can just see him telling that story on himself, you know? Good for you.
No, like Chris Wallace was like the best in terms of like being the nicest and accessible. Yeah. Like there was one time I got asked when my wife was teaching at a high school, they asked me to come speak to like, I don't know, some booster club or something. And like, how am I supposed to say no? I didn't necessarily want to do it, but like, you know, it's my wife's employer. So you just say, of course, I'll be there. And I get there and the other speaker was Chris Wallace. Now, Chris Wallace had no reason to be there. None. Zero. He's a general manager of the Memphis Grizzlies. Like, what are you doing? I live 5 minutes from here, and my wife works here, so that's why I'm here. Why are you here? And it's just because he'd say he'd do anything you wanted him to.
Well, and I've told this story before, but I think I've missed three speeches in my life, in my 25 years in Memphis that I've signed up for. But one of them was at the Touchdown Club, and I just forgot. And so Chris gave up and gave the speech instead. Like, you know, like, save my ass. I mean, it's, what a wonderful guy.
You know, and the other person who's just like that, Josh Pastner, would do anything.
Totally.
They would do anything.
Would do anything.
There was one time I had called him on, like, a Sunday afternoon, and it was, like, it was clear he was somewhere. And finally, I was, like, you could hear things in the background, and I was, like, where are you at? He was, like, I got asked to speak at this thing. And so I'm out here doing it. I'm like, dude, I turned that down. Like, I was like, I don't have time for this. How do you have time for this? But he didn't have time for it. He would just do what anybody asked him to do. Like, he just liked to say yes to people.
I will say, in these difficult times that we're living in, I have even a greater appreciation for people who are just nice. I really do. Like, I actually, Josh wasn't a big fan of mine when he left. Because the last couple of years weren't great, and I was writing some critical things and all that. But when I talked to him the other day for the Joe Jackson, like, he's just the nicest guy in the world.
He's just a nice guy.
My kids, and I asked, you know, and I'm, he may still not like me at all, but whatever, at least he pretends, and he's just, like, he's such a good guy.
Right, right. Even if he didn't like you, you would never know. Unless, like, Ron Bell leaked a text message or something. but like, Jordan, you would never know if he didn't like you. He's a genuinely nice guy. So, what's wild about this Nick Saban thing from a football perspective is that, you know, we're playing shortened seasons here. It's not crystal clear you're going to be able to get into the playoff with one loss. And now Alabama presumably is going to have to beat Georgia without their head football coach. This could be the thing that cost Alabama an opportunity to compete for a national title, which is just wild to think about.
Well, okay, first of all, didn't Hugh Freeze coach from the hospital bed? Or was he just watching the hospital? What did he do?
No, I think he was coaching from a bed in a press box.
Yeah,
I think he was in the...
Yeah, pretty
He was
sure.
in a suite.
Yeah.
Not the actual press box, but he was in a suite in a bed coaching, which is, like, undeniably ridiculous.
Don't you think you can coach? Where is this game? Is it at Georgia or Alabama?
It's at Bryant-Denny Stadium.
Okay, come on, man. You don't think you can put Nick in a damn suite there, isolated from everybody?
I will just say that Alabama can do, I guess, whatever it wants. But like Mike Norvell didn't get to coach a game.
No, you're right.
Yeah, because he tested positive.
And then here's the other question: how much is he? Nick Saban is critical to Alabama being great, right? He recruits the players. He's responsible. He sets the tone. He decides who starts and who doesn't start. How much on game day, though, do you think Nick Saban matters?
I think they matter. I think you can see things that maybe other people can't see because you're Nick Saban, and then you can help the people who need to make adjustments make those adjustments. I think it matters.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. If he's not there, as for the reasons you suggest, don't you believe that he will be sending messages? At least at halftime. Do you think he will just go without any – once the game starts until it's over, do you think Nick Saban won't have any input?
I wouldn't think so.
You wouldn't think that he would be without input, or you wouldn't think that he would be with input?
I think he will provide input. I think he will have an influence on this game whether he's there or not. Sometimes you get coaches – this is all so unusual, obviously – like a coach tested positive for virus, so now he can't coach. So it's like something we didn't even think about a year ago, and now here we are. But like sometimes you get coaches who are suspended or serving, and they're not allowed to have any contact. There's no, as far as I know, formal restrictions on the role Nick Saban can play on game day. Like he obviously can't be in a locker room right now, can't be on a field right now. He has to self-isolate. But if you're self-isolating in a suite at the stadium, why couldn't you do that? Maybe there's a great answer to that question, but I don't know it off the top of my head.
I would think so. Yeah, I would. I don't see why. I certainly could have input. I have no idea why. But then I'll tell you what. I wonder if the number has changed at all.
I just looked. It's offline. They took it down. The number's down right now. It was.
Really?
It was Alabama -6, and it's just down. Okay, now somebody just tweeted. Superbook Sports, Circus Sports, and DK Sportsbook have each adjusted Alabama to a 4-point favorite. So it's gone from 6 down to 4 with this news.
That seems right. I'll take Alabama.
Yes, definitely take Alabama. They did not address in the release what, if anything, Nick's role will be on Saturday. They just didn't, as far as I know, they didn't get into it at all. I can't see any evidence that they got into it at all. So, maybe they're just still trying to figure that out. Like, you know, what is possible? Okay, you've got this thing. I mean, again, they didn't find out till this afternoon. And so you've got this thing. Go home. You're not going to be at practice on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But where can you be on Saturday? And perhaps there is some sort of something that prevents him from being in the stadium on Saturday with a positive COVID test. But I could certainly understand if they said he will travel to the game by himself. He will go directly to a suite, and he will be there alone in that suite the entire time with a headset on. Like, why would that not be okay? It may not be. I don't know, but I can't think of it.
When you move people, they're contagious, you know. I mean – Trump got all kinds of criticism for being in a limo, being moved when he was contagious.
That's
right?
Why he's got to go by himself. He has to drive to the stadium by himself.
I see. Drive by, totally drive, get in his own car, drive it.
Wear a mask, clear out the elevators, walk,
Okay, how about the air filtration system and all that, you know?
You got to then, I'll let smarter people than I figure that out. I don't know how all that works, but, like, it seems like it wouldn't be impossible to rationalize Nick
you
Saban.
Wouldn't think
being,
so. But then why wasn't Norvell?
But then why wasn't Norvell? Yeah, I don't know. But from the jump, they announced Mike Norvell's tested positive. He will not coach this weekend. Alabama did not say that for Nick,
right.
They did not say that with Nick Saban. So I guess we'll see. So anyway, interesting development in the world of sports, specifically college football. Nick Saban has tested positive for COVID-19. He is 68 years old, which puts him at a high risk, in the high risk category. So hopefully, he said he's got no symptoms right now. Hopefully it stays that way. All right, Jeff Calkins, I'll see you later.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. Game 3, Dodgers-Braves, is underway, and the Dodgers, as somebody tweeted a minute ago, have entered the NLCS chat. They are up 6-0 in the top of the first, and they are still hitting. Two outs, two on, up 6-0 in the top of the first. So Dodgers-Braves seemed to be headed toward a 2-1 series as opposed to a 3-0 series. But, again, last night the Braves were up 7-0,
right.
And that game got interesting, so maybe this one will get interesting as well. But a great start in Game 3. Dodgers up 6-0. Be back in a second.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. Once you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. I downloaded mine, got my $50. You need to as well. Sports betting is right around the corner in Tennessee, so get on that right now. Again, it's promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
It's time to play Jackpot Justice. That's right. If you can't make it to the casino, we have Jackpot Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his Jackpot Justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing Jackpot Justice back to Mississippi. Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative, Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Josiah Coleman. He's a conservative and experienced judge, a fair-minded man who understands hard work. Coleman lives on a farm, has served as a volunteer firefighter, and bagged groceries and washed dishes to help pay for his education. When it comes to the Mississippi Supreme Court, reject Jackpot Justice. Vote conservative, vote Coleman. Justice Josiah Coleman for the Mississippi Supreme Court. Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Derek Easley, Treasurer. Not approved by any candidate.
To celebrate Robert Owen Jewelers' 43rd anniversary, we're having a huge diamond sale going on right now. Get to Robert Owen Jewelers, get bigger, brighter diamonds, and this month, 0% interest for up to 24 months. Check us out online at rijewelers.com.
Oh, it's doing great. I've been on it now for about three and a half years. I've lost 67 pounds. And I feel better than I did at age 40. I'm just getting older. That's the only thing that doesn't stop. Other than that, I feel good.
Listen, we're all getting older, but that doesn't mean you have to feel your age. Are you ready to turn back the clock? It's 2020, and there's never been a better time to start looking and feeling young again. Introducing Andro400.com. Andro400.com has proven solutions to help melt belly fat, increase mood and memory, increase energy, and bring that spark back to your love life. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435 to see which product is right for you. Try the safe and natural way to start feeling and looking your best. And there's nothing to lose with an industry-leading 90-day money-back guarantee. Visit Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
What do you get when you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor? You get someone who understands there's an art to listening. Who's able to hear more than what's being said and can provide tailored small business solutions that make you feel truly heard.
I understand. Let's get started.
For advice on everything from laptops to the cloud and solutions powered by Intel vPro platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Sports and scandals, what more could you ask for? I'm Rachel Bonetta.
And I'm Rechna Fruchtbaum.
And every week on our new podcast, Hall of Shame, we'll take each other through some of the biggest scandals in sports history.
From Maria Sharapova's doping scandal to Dennis Rodman's friendship with Kim Jong-un, we'll talk about what happened, why these stories matter, and how they're still relevant today.
New episodes of Hall of Shame come out every Monday. Find it on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
I didn't feel so well, so I searched my symptoms on Google, and now I'm being followed by uncomfortable ads. I hate feeling like my personal data is being bought and sold. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Big, big, big news! The Fix is $240,000 Mercedes in promo cash giveaway. $500 in promo cash every 10 minutes between 7 and 11, and $2,500 at midnight, Fridays and Saturdays in October. Now, that might be enough for most casinos, but not the Fix. They're also giving away two brand new Mercedes C300Ws, one on the 10th and another on the 24th. I said two Mercedes in October at the Fix Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 again. If you have a problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
Morgan & Morgan, dial #529 on your cell phone. Pound law, that's all.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Biggest brands in computers, the place to look is Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. Big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Yes, Apple. You can get Apple products at Cooper Systems. You don't have to go to an Apple store to get an Apple product. You can get that at Cooper Systems. Big savings on the biggest names in computers. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah office park. Give them a call. 360-9679. 360-9679. Talk to Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper, any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. Tell them what it is you're going to be using the computer to do. Then they'll find a computer that is perfectly, perfectly suited for you. And if it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better price for you. If it's better price for you, you're saving money. Also, printers, they have them. You might be homeschooling kids for the first time in your life. You probably know or have recognized that you're printing stuff more often than you normally do. You might need to upgrade a printer, get a new printer. You can do that at Cooper Systems. 360-9679, 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. It is still the top of the first. Dodgers Braves, and the Dodgers are now up 11-0.
This feels like that.
When there a Cardinals game like this?
It was the when did the Braves Cardinals?
I think it was Braves Cardinals.
Yeah,
it was definitely
last
Cardinals.
Year. Yeah.
And it was like, I can't remember. It was like this. It felt like
this.
Yeah,
it was like, over in the first inning.
Whoa,
yeah.
It's over. The whole thing's over right now. 11-0. The total, by the way, for Dodgers Braves was over 9.5. So that has hit in the first inning. Dodgers now up 11-0 in the top of the first, and it is now headed to the bottom of the first. The Dodgers will take an 11-0 lead into the bottom of the first. So I was going to rush home to join that game in progress as quickly as possible. Now I can, like, you know, run by the grocery store, do anything I need to do. No need to rush home for baseball now because the second game tonight, Rays Astros, doesn't start till 7:40. The big news of the day, obviously Nick Saban, Alabama's iconic coach, has tested positive for COVID-19. During the break, I'm trying to read as much about this as I can because it broke right around 4:55 or something like that. So I'm having to talk about this in real time without having read everything that is available. But the latest information is that Nick Saban tested positive. Greg Byrne, the athletic director, tested positive. But no other person within the football program has tested positive so far. No players. So that's interesting and a bit surprising. But the contact tracing seems to be the thing that could maybe put Alabama in a bad spot. Who has Nick Saban had close contact with? Perhaps it is no players. Like, nobody has said that or written that or tweeted that. But there is a scenario where you could coach a football team, I think, without ever getting into close contact with your football players.
Yeah.
And it is possible that Nick Saban, being 68 years old, and someone who has taken this virus seriously from the jump, has been coaching his team for the most part, you know, with social distancing in mind. So if that's true, then maybe contact tracing doesn't get them. But we'll see. You know, Alabama has released a statement from the athletic director, Greg Byrne, and Nick Saban. They both say, you know, the basic things that you would say under these circumstances. They immediately left work, went home, self-isolated. But they didn't learn about the positive test until today, this afternoon for Nick Saban. So I'm sure they're still trying to figure out exactly how to handle this from a football perspective, because it's not like they have any game this weekend. They're playing Georgia, top five matchup in primetime on CBS. And so the next question that needs to be answered is, do any players have to be isolated because of contact tracing, even if there aren't positive tests? And then the question after that is there a way for Nick Saban to coach his team on Saturday night, even if he were to do it remotely from a luxury suite inside Bryant-Denny Stadium? Like, is there a way, assuming he feels up to it, for him to be isolated in a luxury box by himself with a headset on and coach in a different way but still be present inside Bryant-Denny Stadium when Alabama and Georgia kick off on Saturday night? Right now, we don't have answers to those questions, but somebody has just tweeted that he has no symptoms.
Okay.
And that he is right now, quote, literally coaching practice from a Zoom call.
Okay.
So they have an iPad
or
a computer out at the practice field, the practice facility, and Nick Saban is coaching practice via Zoom.
Dude, if it's not him, and he can't be in like the press box or whatever, whoever's coaching that game on Saturday, there is 0% chance that there is not some kind of way for Nick to talk to them.
There's no scenario where he doesn't have influence on the game Saturday night in real time.
Like, he is going to be in someone's ear.
Whether he might be in the stadium in a box by himself with a headset on, you know, talking as he normally would, just not down on the field. Or, like, even if he's not at the stadium, yes, you're exactly right. He will have access to somebody who is.
How good would it be if Butch Jones is, like, holding up an iPad to players, like, in the huddles? Like,
I would not rule it out. Like, I wouldn't rule it out that you've got somebody on the Alabama sideline holding an iPad with Nick Saban's face on it, and Nick Saban's yelling at everybody via iPad. Like, they'll do something. The idea that he's going to have no impact on this game, I think, is
impossible.
Impossible. He will. You know, whether it's via iPad or in the stadium in a luxury box, one way or another, Nick Saban's going to play a role on Saturday night. But that is the big news of the day. Nick Saban has tested positive for COVID-19. Be back in a second.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Right now, Choate's is offering awesome specials on new tankless water heaters and select Carrier HVAC systems. If you are tired of running out of hot water in your tub or shower and wasting money on utilities, it may be time to go tankless. Call this week to receive 18 months no-interest financing, plus a $200 credit for your old tank water heater. If your AC or furnace is on its last leg, turn to the experts with Carrier and Choate's and receive up to 72 months no-interest financing or $1,650 back in cool cash rebates. And Choate's will give you a free tablet to watch your new Wi-Fi smart thermostat start saving you money. Better hurry. These specials won't last long, so call us at 901-347-8086. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Tracy needed to sell her home out in Cordova, but you might have heard we're in the middle of a pandemic. She didn't really want a lot of folks coming in and out of her home. So she got in touch with Josh Heisel because she knew that he could market her home virtually. That's what he did. Found a buyer in less than 2 days, and nobody ever physically entered Tracy's home. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Heisel. He's the guy with the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick, totally up to you, and understand, it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. He has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Heisel, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
Performance Food Service is now hiring delivery drivers for the Memphis area. $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products for multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your health care needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED, 1 year delivery driver experience, and Class A CDL with 3 years clean MVR. Apply today by clicking on careers at pfgc.com. pfgc.com.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Nothing says autumn like home cooking. And now, Hormel marinated pork loin tenderloins or fillets are buy one, get one free with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Men over 40, is your body feeling soft and not as lean? Are you losing your energy, drive, or even your passion? If so, you could be feeling the loss of growth hormone. The reality is, as early as 25, your natural production of GH begins to significantly slow down, which means you start slowing down. Well, listen to this. New GH Boost from Nugenix is the world's first and only non-prescription supplement that safely supercharges your body's GH production at night when it naturally occurs. Clinical studies show the ingredients in GH Boost can increase your body's own GH levels by more than 100% in just the first 90 minutes. And right now, Nugenix is letting every man in America try a complimentary 2-week sample by texting BLING to 42424 now. Get GH Boost and get your swagger back at the gym and in the bedroom. It's killing at GNC, but you can only get your sample by texting BLING to 42424. That's BLING to 42424. Text BLING to 42424.
This is Todd Thomas. You might know me as that one guy always pumping up the crowd at Busch Stadium. Well, even though we're all avoiding large crowds, you can still have lots of fun re-exploring St. Louis responsibly. Pack a picnic and head to Longmire Sculpture Park. Visit the nationally recognized St. Louis Zoo and Sea Lion Sound, or cool down with a trip to Ted Drew's Frozen Custard on historic Route 66. And don't forget to wear your masks. Book your trip today at ExploreSt.Louis.com.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hands tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on.
New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. Five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered three times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it is so smooth, you can drink it straight. It really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. You can walk in most liquor stores, you're going to find more expensive bottles of vodka. They're there. I just don't know why you'd buy them if I'm providing you with the name of a quality vodka that is more reasonably priced. It is New Amsterdam Vodka. They got that 80 proof. They got the 100 proof. They have flavored vodkas as well, if that's your thing. Watermelon, coconut, lemon. They also have a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, you can get a gluten-free vodka from New Amsterdam Vodka. It has a brown label. You'll see it in most liquor stores. If you do not see it, ask them to get it for you. Next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store, you ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A bunch of stuff. The biggest news of the day. Alabama football coach Nick Saban has tested positive for COVID-19 at the age of 68. He reportedly has no symptoms and is actually coaching practice today via Zoom from his home. So we'll see what sort of impact this has on Saturday night's game. Obviously, Nick Saban's not going to be on the sideline, but could he coach it from his house via Zoom? Could he coach it in a press box, isolated, with a headset on? Could he have a headset on at his home?
Which would you prefer out of all the choices? Just for, you know,
I want Nick Saban alone in a luxury box at Bryant Denny Stadium.
No, I want Butch Jones with the iPad holding it players. That's
the one certainly the best visual. That's certainly the best visual. Here's the other thing. And like this, I don't think this would be a real obstacle. Maybe it would be. I'm not sure. All those luxury suites are sold.
Oh, right.
So you need one for somebody. You got to clear somebody out. You need
That'd
one for Nick
fun.
Saban. It's like, hey, I know you donate $200,000 a year, but we need your box for Coach Saban. What's wild is the people probably be like, okay,
that's cool.
Coach Saban, whatever. So a lot of questions right now, fewer answers. But Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, said that at this moment they are planning to move forward with Alabama, Georgia. They have more testing tomorrow. Those results would be back Friday. And so he told Pete Thamel from Sports Illustrated, you're just sort of holding your breath right now. Like, we are in a hold-your-breath, wait-and-see situation. And so by this time tomorrow, we should have a lot more answers to whether or not Georgia-Alabama is going to happen. And if it does, what role will Nick Saban play?
What's the biggest game tonight?
I guess it's Game 4 ALCS, Rays Astros, Petco Park, San Diego, California. Tampa Bay is up 3-0 in this series, so this is a closeout game for them tonight. Tyler Glasnow's pitching for the Rays. Zach Greinke for the Astros. So Tampa Bay is minus 134. The total's 8. First pitch is at 7:40. You can watch it on TBS.
What should I watch on TV?
We got the 2020 Billboard Music Awards on tonight. Kelly Clarkson is hosting.
Okay.
We get performances from Post Malone.
Okay.
Alicia Keys. Demi Lovato. Garth Brooks. John Legend. Luke Combs. Bad Bunny. So if you want to watch an award show, obviously done under unusual circumstances, that's 7 o'clock on NBC tonight. Late Night Circuit. Leslie Jones is on Jimmy Kimmel. Jim Parsons is on Jimmy Fallon. John Lithgow is on Stephen Colbert. Colin Quinn's on Seth Meyers. Usher is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
I told you yesterday that the expectation was that today the NCAA Division I Council would grant an extra year of eligibility to all winter sport athletes, which includes men's basketball players. In other words, Musa Cisse will be a freshman this season at the University of Memphis, and if he decides to come back to school for whatever reason, he would then be a freshman again with 4 years of eligibility remaining. That did happen today. They voted to approve that. It is done. And what's interesting is that the program that will benefit from it most this season is Kentucky. And the reason is because Olivier Saar. People might not be familiar with this, but he's a transfer from Wake Forest, a seven-footer from France. Played 3 years at Wake Forest.
Oh, yeah, I remember this. Okay.
He's not a grad transfer, though. He never graduated from Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
But he only has 1 year of eligibility remaining. Now, he applied for an NCAA transfer waiver, and he got that months ago. But he's still not eligible to play at Kentucky because the SEC has a rule that says if you transfer to an SEC school with fewer than 2 years of eligibility, you must sit out a year. You have to. So unless the SEC just disregards its own rule, under normal circumstances, Olivier Saar's got to sit out.
Mm.
Then the Division I Council comes in and says everybody gets an extra year of eligibility. So guess who has more than 1 year of eligibility now?
Yep.
Olivier Saar. So I would assume that the SEC is now going to be able to say Olivier Saar now has multiple years of eligibility. He has the transfer waiver from the NCAA. He is eligible to play at Kentucky. That, of course, hasn't happened yet, but I do expect it to happen. I wrote about it. I'll tweet the column here in a minute. You can read it at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be on Thursday. So we'll stay updated on the Major League Baseball playoffs, and we'll know a lot more about Georgia-Alabama and whether that game is going to be played on Saturday night, and if it is played, what role Nick Saban will play in it. Also, we got some town halls tomorrow night.
Yes, we do. Competing town halls, right?
Competing town halls. President Trump on NBC. Former Vice President Joe Biden on ABC. So, not quite as good as a debate, but something interesting will come out of them, I'm certain. We'll talk about all of it. Already looking forward to it. Enjoy your night. I'm going to try to enjoy mine. Let's meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Hey, Tennessee. Sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. I downloaded mine, got my $50. You need to as well. Sports betting's right around the corner in Tennessee, and the app is really, really cool. If you're new to sports gambling or haven't been doing it a long time like me, it's very easy to navigate the app. Download it, go check it out, and again, enter the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app.
To celebrate Robert Owen Jewelers' 43rd anniversary, we're having a huge diamond sale going on right now. Get to Robert Owen Jewelers, get bigger, brighter diamonds, and this month, 0% interest for up to 24 months. Check us out online at rijewelers.com.
Your CBD store, the largest CBD retailer in the country, is opening in Millington this Friday. There will be door prizes, samples, food, and much more. Stop by. Let them share the wellness of CBD products with you at 8570 South Highway 51 North, Suite 107, right next to Huey's.
It's time to play Jackpot Justice. That's right. If you can't make it to the casino, we have Jackpot Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his Jackpot Justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing Jackpot Justice back to Mississippi. Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative. Mississippi Supreme Court.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.